Father, I am here. ปะลาวาอิตาสบายโ
ยอันนาเรมาเรลาปะลาสบายโ
ยยาธรรมะคริสนาชาลนาปัญชาปัญโมยาย
าธรรมะคริสนาชาลนาปัญชาปัญโมยาม
านังสารุทิสาโกคันโยสัยโยยาม
านังสารุทิสา
supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord, being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhan Hill as follows. Paniya, that's the word in the last line there. Paniya refers to the fragrant, cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls, which Krishna and Balaram drink and use to wash their feet and mouths. Govardhan also offers other beverages such as honey, mango juice, and peel juice. Suyavasa indicates durva grass used to make the religious offering of bhagya. Govardhan also has grass that is fragrant, soft, and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased production of milk. Thus this grass is used for feeding the transcendental herds. Kandara refers to the caves where Krishna, Balaram and their friends play, sit and lie down. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold or when it is raining. Govardhan also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the form of smooth stones, glistening water, and other natural substances. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalesi Mata Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Kinamani Namaste Sarasapte Deve Gauravari Pacharani Vishesha Sunyavari Pascharani Sukharani Om Vyanam Timmanam Dasya Karanjana Sulakaya Chaksur Indirijam Jainam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha So here the gopis are very ecstatic. They say, Hanta, oh, actually Hanta sort of means, is that you use this term, oh, when you're pointing something out. So it's like, oh, look, pointing to this hill. I am Adri, this hill. Abala, old friends, the gopis are talking among themselves. Look, old friends, at this hill. And then they describe Govardhan Hill as Haridasavarya, the best of the servants of Hari. The greatest devotee. Haridasavarya, the greatest devotee. Why? Because, well, they say it's Pramoda Hari. He's overjoyed, he's rejoicing. Why? Ramakrishna Charana Sparsha. Because of his feeling the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. They walk over the hill, he's feeling the touch of their feet, and so he's jubilant, he's rejoicing, he's overjoyed. You can see what a great devotee this hill is, in ecstasy because the Lord Krishna and Balaram are walking. Walking on him, and he offers manam tlok. He offers respect, so he pays his, he worships them by offering them so many things to Krishna and Balaram, as well as to their associates, Gokana, the cows, the calves, the cowherd boys. He gives them. So this is an all-purpose hill that supplies Krishna and Balaram with everything they need to keep them happy, as well as also all their entourage, the cows, calves, and friends, because it's explained here, paniya, drinking water, there are streams and waterfalls on Govardhan, and it's also mentioned other things that you drink, like honey, mango juice, pilu, juice from the pilu tree. Also, all these things are there just to supply everything you need to drink. And suyavasa, very soft grass. So the cows have very tasty grass to eat, and people can walk on it, and it's very nice and smooth. Also refers to nurula grass, which is used in Arjya for devotional rituals. So all that's there also. Kandara caves, full of caves. Govardhan is full of caves, so when it's hot you can get inside a cave and it's cool, and when it's cool you can get inside a cave and it's warm, and if it's rain you're dry. So the caves are all there for all purpose shelter in any condition, and Kandara Mulai, edible roots and other things to eat. So everything they need is there. So they're reflecting here on the wonder of this hill. Govardhan used to be much higher. Right now, if you see it, you don't see much grass on it. Mostly rocks and a few trees, because there's been a lot of erosion. And according to the stories, it's been sinking. There's a curse. It's a long story. I don't have time to tell it. But. So it's sinking. It used to be much bigger than it is now. So now it's a low hill, long and narrow. It's about 20 kilometers from Mathura. And of course, those of you from India, you know how pilgrims circumambulate Goa downhill. It's about 14 miles around the inside track. There's an outer one that's over about twice that thing. About 14 miles around. But again, it takes you all day if you want to stop and see a few places. You're supposed to do it barefoot. And so people are circumambulating Govardhan Hill, and it is really a very special place, I have to say. You can tell this place is holy, and people are coming from all around. So today is especially Govardhan Puja. We have many Govardhan Hill here, so we can circumambulate Govardhan Hill ourselves without having to go around 14 miles. And go all the way to India, which is a lot more miles. And also, I just got back from Vrindavan, where it was over 100 degrees every day. It's very hot right now, unusually hot. So, Govardhan Hill is this way glorified by the gopis. Now I'm going to read, I don't know if you should get this book. This is one of the first three volumes. Brihat Bhagavatamrita. This is written by Srila Sanatana Goswami, and it's a BDT publication, Bhaktivedanta Thakur's publication, Gopi Puranadana, godbrother of mine, has a Sanskrit, who has a Sanskrit school in Govardhan, right out the side of Govardhan Hill, and if you get the latest Back to Godhead magazine, Vijayamani's written all about it. You can go there and study Sanskrit in the proper way. And he's translated this book by Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami also wrote his own commentary. So this is also included in this. So Sanatana Goswami, in the very beginning of this book, he's offering his obeisances and glorifying various devotees, and Krishna and various devotees. So he has in chapter 1, the first part, text 7. He also has something in praise of Govardhan Hill, which I want to read. Govardhano jayati shaila kuladdi rajo yo gopika vibhudito haridasa varyaha. It's the same words. He's quoting the gopis. Haridasa varyaha krishnaina shakra makabanga Kritarchito ya sapta hamasya karapadmatale yavasi. He says, all glories to Govardhan. Govardhan o jayati. The emperor of lordly mountains. This is this term, Shaila Kulaji Raja. He's the king of all the family of great mountains. The Lord's dear gopis called him the best servant of Hari, Lord Krishna. We just read that verse where they quoted as calling him Haridasavada. So he reminds us of that. And then he says, Lord Krishna disrupted the sacrifice for the worship of Indra to worship Govardhan instead. And Kritarchito. After Bhangamaka Chakra, he cut off the sacrifice to Indra. So that's, of course, the story of how Govardhan came to be worshipped. That Krishna decided to worship Govardhan Hill instead of Indra, using all the material that had been gathered for Indra Yajna. Indra Puja, did Govardhan Puja, and as a result, Sata Hamasya Karapatma Taleti Abhishe. And then the hill resided for 1 week on the Lord's lotus palm. That was the palm of the Lord became his resting place because, I'll read the purport. Although Sri Govardhan currently appears as a long, low hill, he is actually the greatest of mountains, surpassing in glory the Himalayas, Sumeru, and all other mighty ranges and peaks. So there you have it, huh? That's the meaning. Shaila Kulani Rajo and all the family of great mountains, the Himalayas, Mount Sumeru, the Andes, the Alps, the Rockies, all the big mountain ranges, even though Govardhan right now doesn't look so impressive, still, he's the king. Exceeding the power of any mere mountain, he serves Krishna and Krishna's personal abode in several intimate ways. He pleases Krishna so much that the gopis of Braj has singled him out for praise. And then he quotes the verse we just read. So here the gopis, who are the most intimate and confidential devotees of Krishna, who do they praise? They praise Govardhan, Haridas, and Radha, because they appreciate how much service he renders to Lord Krishna. Then it continues, though the residents of Nanda Braj had arranged offerings for the annual sacrifice to Indra, Sri Krishna reciprocated with Giri Govardhan by diverting these offerings to the unprecedented Govardhan Puja, in which the residents of Braj worshipped Govardhan, the cows and the brahmanas, by offering mountains of food and circumambulating Govardhan Hill. So that's what's happening. So how much did Krishna appreciate the service of Govardhan? He arranged for Govardhan to be worshipped instead of Lord Indra. Of course, he had his other purposes too. Indra has this tendency to get proud sometimes. And so he wanted to rebuke Indra for his pride. And he also wanted to teach other things, that wanted to take shelter of Krishna. And in that you may sometimes offend people like Indra or whoever, and Krishna still protects. So this is what Krishna did. Although he was just a boy, maybe 8 years old or so like that, he saw the preparations taking place for the worship of Indra, and he sweet-talked his father and the others into, instead of doing this traditional ceremony for Indra, which they did. He asked, why are you doing this? He said, well, we are wealthy, we have everything we need because Indra sends the rain, and therefore we have a big harvest. Govardhan Puja is essentially a harvest festival. So we have to worship him. And then Krishna very trickily convinces them it's not necessary. And then he says, you should worship Govardhan Hill, you should worship the cows, and you should worship the brahmanas. And so they did. So then the commentary continues, when Indra felt insulted and tried to destroy Braj Bhumi with a terrible rainstorm, Krishna easily lifted Govardhan with his left hand and held Govardhan aloft for 7 days to protect his devotees. Well, this is amazing, but to be able to lift a mountain and hold it up for 7 days, and everyone took shelter underneath it and felt no hunger or thirst or any kind of disturbance. Of course, if you understand that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, it's not so hard. And holding all the planets up a little mountain is not a big deal for him. And so then Indra saw that he was defeated. At the time of devastation, Indra brings these clouds with some vartika, torrents of rain, of deluge, or flooding everything. So that part, those clouds over Braj, but everybody was dry and safe and happy under the shelter of Govardhan. Thus he, Krishna, proved that Govardhan Hill is greater than the King of Heaven. This wonderful pastime is elaborately described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapters 24 through 27. So the whole pastime is there from Srimad Bhagavatam. So one thing that happened in my last 5 minutes, I'll read a little bit from those chapters. Here's the cowherd community then did all that Madhusudana had suggested. They arranged for the Brahmins to recite the auspicious Vedic mantras, and using the paraphernalia that had been intended for Indra's sacrifice, they presented offerings to Govardhan Hill and the Brahmins with reverential respect. They also gave grass to the cows, then placing the cows, bulls, and calves in front of them, they circumambulated Govardhan. Unfortunately, we have no cows or calves here today. We'll have to just imagine them there. As the beautifully ornamented cowherd ladies, well, we have some beautifully ornamented ladies here, so that we have. As the beautifully ornamented cowherd ladies followed along, riding on wagons drawn by oxen, they sang the glories of Lord Krishna, and their songs mingled with the Brahmins' chanting of benedictions. Krishna then assumed an unprecedented means no one ever saw it before, first appearance, an unprecedented huge form to instill faith in the cowherd men, declaring, "I am Govardhan Mountain." He ate the abundant offerings. This happened in a village, and you can visit there now, called Anayur, because Krishna was saying, give me more Anayur, 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 more, more. Because they had piled up so much, and he ate it all in this huge form. Together with the people of Braj, the Lord bowed down to this form of Govardhan Hill, thus in effect offering obeisances to himself. Then he said, "Just see how this hill has appeared in person and bestowed mercy upon us." So this Govardhan Hill is actually a form of Krishna. And to this day, devotees worship the stones in Govardhan Shila from Govardhan. Famously, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a small Govardhan Shila he used to carry with him everywhere, and he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. You can still see that same place. There's a Shila here. So, because there's a Govardhan Shila on our little hill here, so Govardhan is form of the Lord, so every part is equal to the whole. So, because the Shila is there, especially by going around once, that's 14 miles in 100-degree weather. Krishna has made his mercy, he's come here, and Govardhan Hill is here also, in form of the Shila. So this is why we do this, because Krishna said that I am Govardhan. Okay. This Govardhan Hill, assuming any form he wishes, will kill any residents of the forest who neglect him. But we're all happy to worship him. Therefore, let us pay our obeisances to him for the safety of ourselves and our cows. The members of the cowherd community, having thus been inspired by Lord Vasudev to properly execute the sacrifice to Govardhan Hill, the cows and the brahmanas returned with Lord Krishna to their village, Braj. Of course, now the story goes on, how he lifts Govardhan Hill, and then how Indra comes and sends down his flood, and then how Indra surrenders to Lord Krishna. All these wonderful things are here for you to read. We have the Srimad Bhagavatam. There's the short version, the Krishna book by Prabhupada. You can read it in a convenient form. And it's always good on these days to read these, take the time to read these pastimes. Ki Giriraj Govardhana Ki Jai, Haridasa Varya Ki Jai. So now we will perform puja to go downhill, right? Okay.
Thank you, Reverend Sri Prabhupada, for those who do not know. He made this element, he made this brief on this ticket so that he can attend this administrative class of physical development consciousness. At this time, we will perform a puja offering to the Govardhan at the Krishna Govardhan feast time. And families of the Guru will get with them. There is a problem for the dog.
Several people circumambulate
that. Yes. After we offer the palfrey and they can circumvent and they can take the palfrey. After the offering is done, we have a quick announcement before the Sadhana is served.